The hospital is most of the way through a $41.3 million expansion project. Heber Valley Hospital Director of Communications Amy Tuttenham said since they weren't constructing a new building, the hospital had to expand and renovate while remaining in operation.
2 years ago, we built a brand new ER, a brand new InstaCare, and moved a couple of smaller services around the hospital. Once that was done, we vacated those old spaces and then we could renovate those. This is just the second phase of that component.
The completion of the second phase includes renovated offices, a new main entrance, a new cafe, and new roads for navigating the campus. From 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday evening, residents will be able to tour the new amenities, learn from an education fair, and participate in a teddy bear clinic.
The kids get to pick out a little teddy bear, and then they get to take him through various components of the hospital. They'll get to name their bear. They'll get to check him in. They'll get to meet with the pediatrician. We've just opened a new cafe at the hospital. It's got beautiful views and phenomenal food, and so people will be able to sample the menu there at the cafe. We're going to have our mental health providers talking about how to access mental health in this community. We also have a program called the Behavioral Health Network that helps people that don't have mental health benefits on their insurance to get the care regardless of their ability to pay. So those providers will be available. Our OBGYNs will be here as well as their staff, both in labor and delivery and the clinic. And then surgery. It's not often that the public gets into an operating room.
Additionally, emergency preparedness information will be available, including water safety, avalanche safety, and emergency preparedness communication. Tuttenham says it's important the community understands what amenities are available to them locally.
There are some things that you do need to go to a higher level hospital, but we can provide care for most everything that a patient needs to be seen for. If not, we are connected into Intermountain Healthcare and we can get you the care you need in a timely manner, whether that's through a transfer or just connecting you with physicians.
In addition to growth of brick and mortar services, Tuttenham points to the expanded use of technology, including IHC's Connect Care app, which allows the patients to FaceTime physicians from home.
We're pretty excited about how we're growing because it's different. We're investing in technology and we're thinking outside of the box of how we can meet the needs of our community. Still have quality health care and great physicians that are living in our community, engaged with what we're doing at the hospital, as well as engaged in the community.
Phase 3 of the project is scheduled to be completed next fall and will include an expansion to the inpatient pharmacy, the well baby nursery, inpatient unit, and additional administrative space. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.